You know, I want to talk this morning about knowing what belongs to us. And you're probably going to wonder why when I go to the scripture, Deuteronomy 29:29. Deuteronomy 29:29. Most of you can quote the first part of it. And it says, the secret thing belongs to the Lord our God. And that's mostly where everybody stops, and that's what's quoted all the time. But I want to zero in on the last part of that. But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Now, you see, those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, so that we may do the words of the message. Says that the revealed things are our business. It's up to us and our children to attend to all the terms in this revelation. You know, as Christians, you know, and children of God, there are things that He's already given us that belong to us. You know, if I tell my grandkids or anybody that I'm going to do something for them, I would think it strange if they came again and again begging me for what I already told them I would do. Right? So we need to realize that God has given us the Spirit, His Spirit, to reveal to us what belongs to us. The Holy Spirit will reveal to us, if we look inside, will reveal to us what belongs to us. Look at 1 Corinthians 2:9. 1 Corinthians 2:9. And then just hold your place there, because we're going to be there for a minute or two. All right. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Okay. Ready? But it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Now, you know, a lot of times this verse is sort of quoted and actually taken out of context. It begins to talk about, well, you know, It's for us impossible to know what God has prepared for us. Because it says right here, the ear hadn't heard and eye hasn't seen. But actually, that's really not the essence of the verse. The essence of the verse is the fact all of this, we haven't seen it, we haven't heard it. But God has already prepared something for us. That's really what He's trying to say. You haven't heard or seen what God's got prepared. That's what, you know, and some people try to make a doctrine out of this, and God's sovereign and we can't know everything, but that's not true. We cannot figure it out with human reasoning. We can't figure it out on our own. It takes the Spirit of God because to reveal it to us. Now look at that 10th verse. See, let's go back and read them in context together here. Verse 9 first. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. And then people are trying to say, oh, you can't know everything. But they don't go on reading. Look at this. But God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all the things, yes, the deep things of God. The NLT says it like this. But it was to us that God revealed these things by His Spirit. For His Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. See, the Holy Spirit That's what the Holy Spirit has come for. He is assigned to show us the things of God in the Word that belong to us, that, and He is there to reveal them to us. He's the one that shows us healing, deliverance, righteousness, provision, safety, all of those things. He'll show you in the Word, if you'll get with Him, He'll show you who Jesus is. He'll give to you what Jesus did for you at Calvary. He'll tell you what now belongs to you as you live for Him. You know, now look here at the 11th verse, okay? Now look at the 11th verse. For what man knows the thing, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him. Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. It is our spirit in tune with the Holy Spirit that reveals these things to us so that we can walk in the light of the Word. You can't walk in the light of something that hasn't been revealed to you, that you don't know about, that you don't understand, that you don't know how to walk in. You can't do that. But it's the Spirit of God. This verse tells us that these things are spiritually revealed to us by His Spirit, and they're not understood with human logic. You know, you can't figure it out with your mind. Hello? Now, look down at that verse 12 now. Let's look at verse 12, okay? Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Now, we go back over here to our scripture. But those things which are revealed belong to us. 29:29. Now it goes on and it tells us that, hey, He searches God has revealed to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things. And then it goes on and tells us that man can't know it, but the Spirit of God does, and you have the Spirit of God living in you, and the Spirit of God communes with your spirit. Therefore, it is our spirit that the Holy Spirit reveals things to, not to our minds, to our spirits as we study the Word. Anybody understand what I'm saying to you? You see, the Holy Spirit has been given to us that He may take us on a journey showing us in the Word what belongs to us. It is to be revealed to us. It's a free gift, and He wants to show us how to live in it. Hello? He will show us in the Word what is available to you. Do you know you can't take advantage of anything that you don't know that's available to you? Hello. But once you've been made aware of it, you can take advantage of it. Now, let's look at this from another, you know, like Peter, we need to have a revelation to understand spiritual truths. Now go to Matthew 16. Matthew 16. I just do a little teaching this morning on knowing the things and how we get to know them. You know, sometimes we don't realize it, but because we've heard this or we've heard that from different ones, sometimes from preachers, sometimes from other people, we sometimes get a mixed bag, you know, and especially when it comes to the revelation of the Word of God. The revelation of the Word of God comes through knowing and walking with the Holy Spirit. Okay? Now, Matthew 16, 13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, some say that you are John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I want you to notice here that everybody else had an opinion of who Jesus was, and it wasn't the right opinion. See, so now he asked his disciples this question. And because they were seeing the miracles and the wonders that Jesus had done, they were trying to figure out who Jesus was. Excuse me. The disciples told Jesus what they were saying. They said, well, they're saying you're one of the prophets. Well, what they actually were saying, and it was one of the prophets to come back to life, is really, I guess, what they were saying. But Jesus said, who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? And Peter answered out of the revelation he had received. He didn't understand how Jesus could be how he was there, the Son of the living God. He didn't understand this with his mind. He understood it with the Spirit. See, I want you to know, Jesus said, blessed are you, for flesh and blood are human, has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Jesus did not say that Peter was blessed because he had figured it out. He said he was blessed because it had been revealed to him by the Spirit of God. We don't obtain the blessings of God with our mere head knowledge. It just don't work that way. God's blessings come to those who get into the Word and let the Holy Spirit reveal it to their hearts. You know, the psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart. You see, when the Word gets down in your heart, then the Holy Spirit can take it and reveal it to your, when it gets in your spirit. And we understand when we're talking about heart, we're talking about the real man, the spirit man that lives on the inside. And when you get that down in there, then the Holy Spirit can give revelation to your spirit, man. You know, many of us, we've educated our heads, we've educated our minds, but the fullness of life is not possible without the knowledge of God and His Word. Actually, that's a staying that out of my dad, one of my dad's books. He said that. I say this. There are many people that are educating their head at the expense of their heart, and there's some people educating their heart at the expense of their head. That means either they're no earthly good or they're no spiritual good. Whenever the real context of it is when they both come together, the natural and the spiritual come together, and that's where I get that saying, the natural and the spiritual coming together make the explosive force for God. It's not all natural, it's not all spiritual. There are some things that are natural and we can figure out naturally, but there are some things that we can't. You know, in the writings there, it says that you pray with your understanding and you pray with the Spirit. And then it talks about when you don't know how to pray with the mind, then you rely on the Holy Spirit. You see, there's some things you can't pray out with the mind because you know what to pray and you know how to pray about it. But there's some things you can't pray out with your mind. You don't know how to pray about it. That's when you have to rely on the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. How many understand what I'm talking about? Hello? You know, as we look at this, when God's word becomes a part of our spirit, then our spirits can be blessed, and out of that blessing comes blessing in the natural. Actually, the more you get blessed in the spirit man, the more you'll be blessed in the natural man. Hello, come on. It's the truth. A lot of people wonder why some people are being so blessed and other people are not being blessed. Well, the more you're in tune with the Spirit of God, the more blessings come your way. I've been taught that by a fellow that has my same name, Kenneth Hagin. I've been taught that all my life by him. And his family members sitting here, there is one of his granddaughters sitting there. He used to teach that all the time, didn't he, Candy? The more you get involved with God, the more blessings come into your life. I've heard him say it many, many, many times. The more you get involved with God, the more blessings that come into your life. And that's what I'm talking about this morning. I'm talking about the revelation knowledge of the Word of God, of who we are in Christ, what we have in Christ, all of the things that the Word of God talks about. And as we, the more we get a hold of that, and the more it becomes a part of us on the inside, the more the blessings flows on the outside. Hello? Anybody found that out? You know, now, I want to share some keys to this revelation knowledge. I want to share some keys here today. I want to, and actually, these keys, I believe, are vital for us to receive revelation of what belongs to us and then to walk in it. It's one thing to find out find out these things and have a knowledge of these things from the Spirit, but it's another thing to actually walk it out. Hello? You know, it's one thing to read a manual and then about working on a car or a lawnmower or anything else. It's one thing to read it and to look at the diagrams. It's another thing to pick up the wrenches and start taking bolts loose. Hello? Amen. Yeah. Now, there's Alan Jackson, my nephew-in-law, and he's married to my niece there, and he works for American Airlines, and I don't know what he does now, but he used to inspect the jet engines. Still does. Okay. But you know what? He worked on those things first, and now he inspects them, not out of book knowledge, but out of actually doing it knowledge. You see, there's one thing to know about something, and it's another thing to actually do it. Hello? I know about that console back there. It's bigger than that. That console back there. And it's got, you know, everything's plugged into it, and it's controlling the sound and all of that. I know about it, but I ain't no way I can run it. Hello? It's one thing to know about something, it's another thing to do it. It's one thing to know about what the Word of God says. It's another thing for that revelation knowledge to become a part of you so that you start walking in it. Amen. I mean, understand where I'm coming from. So the number one key is, know that all of the promises belong to you. Not just some of them. All of them. See, 1 Corinthians 1:20, for all the God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes, and through Christ our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. We don't have to beg God for something he's already promised. You know, that's why I tell people all the time, getting in the healing line, I can hear them down, oh, Lord God, oh, heal me, Lord, heal me, Father, heal me, oh, heal me. Well, why do you have to beg him to heal you when he says, by my stripes you are healed? Hello? You know, and you don't have to wait on the Lord for something he's already promised. I'm waiting on the Lord. Well, what are you waiting for? Well, I'm waiting for this or for that. If the word already says it belongs to you, you don't have to wait on it. You just go take it. It's yours. You know, see, we can boldly and reverently come into the presence of God because of what the word of God says. Now, number two, know that God is willing to give us what he's already promised. James 1:17 in the NLT. James 1:17 NLT. I'll let you find it. James 1:17, I'm going to read out of the New Living Translation. I'm seeing people turning pages. I'm seeing people doing their pads and phone. All right. We ready? Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. Now, have you ever watched a shadow? It moves. Because as the sun moves, because it's the sun reflecting, it causes the shadow, right? As the sun moves, the shadow moves. That's why it says, he never changes or casts a shifting shadow. In other words, he doesn't never change. God does not change. His mind for us is for everything he promised to be in our lives in demonstration. This has all been made for us through Christ's redemptive work on Calvary. That's why it's so important to understand all of the in him scriptures. And I would suggest, if you don't have them marked, it's a whole lot easier to go back there and get a little book called In Him that my dad put together, or had put together, with all of the in him, in whom scriptures already there. You don't have to turn to them. You can just read them. They're all there. Hello? You see, he's not grudgingly giving you something. He's willingly giving you what he has an abundant supply of that never runs out. You know, it is ours. It belongs to us. He willingly will give us what he has already promised. What he's promised will become ours if we will take it. You see, if I promise to pick you up at 3 o'clock on the corner right out there, then if you really believe me, you'll be there at 3 o'clock waiting for me. If we really believe these promises of God, then we would be taking advantage of them. We would let, they would be becoming a part of us. Am I right or wrong? Hello. Now, number three, pray for the spirit of revelation and wisdom to reveal what God's word says belongs to you. Says belongs to you. Now, you know, turn to Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, 16. Okay? Now, It says there in Ephesians 1, 16, I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you continually. I'm reading out of the NLT. Ask God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you the spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in the knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called, his holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power to us who believe. Now, skip over there to that third chapter and go down to the 14th verse. And Paul here is praying another prayer. These are called the Ephesians prayers. Anybody ever read them before? Okay. For this reason, I bow my knee to the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant to you, according to his riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend all that with all the saints, what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Now these are anointed prayers that Paul was praying for the Ephesians. Well, since these prayers are here in the Bible, then, and they're anointed, we could pray them for ourselves. And I'm doing that. Dad did it, and I would do it off and on, but over the last several months, well, year or two, a couple of years or whatever now, I've been doing it every day. My wife got me one of those New Testaments where they put your name, Ken, right there, and I read that. I got it marked. I go read those every day. Dad used to say that, and some of you have heard him teach, that you should read these Ephesian prayers for yourself every day. Anybody ever heard him teach that? Yeah, most of you have. But we need to do that. These prayers, and I really believe that since I've been doing it on a consistent, now all of us ought to do it on a, you know, hit and miss, but I mean, since I've been doing it every day for a while now, I noticed that I am more aware of spiritual things. Hello? Anybody else notice that? Yeah, amen. Now, so I want to encourage you, read those Ephesian prayers. Pray that the spirit of revelation and wisdom, like it says here, that your heart be filled with understanding and hope, that you have spiritual wisdom and insight, that you may grow in the knowledge of God. The more that the Holy Spirit reveals to you, the more knowledge of God and God's promises and what he wants for you will come into your heart, and then you can begin to take advantage of it. Now, number four, study the word to find out what the redemptive benefits that are that belong to you. The redemptive benefits. What we can have because of his death on the cross. The power of God belongs to us. The plans of God belong to us. The presence of God belongs to us. Salvation, righteousness, healing, deliverance, acceptance, adoption, forgiveness, peace belongs to us. Hallelujah. You see, these are just a few things that I'm listing that can help us in understanding the knowledge of God. It's not through our head, but it's through our spirit. When we get this into our spirit, the Holy Spirit works with our spirit. Now, number five, know that through Jesus' redemptive work at Calvary, all things are available to us now. Not when we get to heaven. You know, a lot of people say, oh, it's going to be so much better when we get to heaven. It is. But some people have got the idea that these blessings are waiting for us over there. No, these blessings are for us now. You know, many times people are begging God for things that he's already promised. Instead of thanking him for them, they're begging him for them. You know, and some people don't understand that Christians, according to Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Another, we have a right to boldly come to the throne of grace and realize that we can take advantage of these things now. You ever notice, we try to look at things, but if you'll notice and listen, especially to some of the older songs, they don't exactly match up with what the Bible says. They talk about come by here, Lord. Well, the Lord's already here. He don't need to come by. Send the power. Just now send the power. Well, the power's already here. All you got to learn to do is know that it's here and learn to take advantage of it. You know, so many times we do some things, and I know even the songs here, when Rich and them are working with songs, they look to see if they really match up with the word. And sometimes they change some of the words in the song, and then it matches up. I forget which one that is, that everybody, when we first started singing it, they wondered what we were going to sing, and then we changed it. But you see, you need to realize that you don't have to ask for something that's already been promised you. You take advantage of what's been promised you. Hello? How many of you work on a job where you're promised a certain amount of vacation days? Right? Now, let me ask you a question. Is it the employer's responsibility for you to take advantage of those? Or is it your responsibility to take advantage of them? Huh? You have to, they say it belongs to you, so you have to go and apply for these days. These are the days I want for vacation, right? You don't have to beg. I mean, they don't, around here we have about 200 employees in the Raymond and Kenneth Hagin Ministries in the school. And you don't have to go down to HR and beg them, oh, will you please let me have a vacation? Will we? No, they don't have to do that. All they got to do is pick up one of those forms, fill it out, and send it into the HR. This is the dates we'd like to be off. Most of the time, they have to check with their supervisor to make sure that everybody's not taking the same days off. But that's that. But see, in the Word, we can all have the same thing all the time. The Lord can bless me at the same time he's blessing you. The Lord will heal me at the same time he's healing you. The Lord will give me strength at the same time he's giving you strength. Amen? See, that's what we need to get a hold of. Now, here's number six, okay? Start acting like these things that God has revealed to you in his word is yours and do it. Now I'm going to read Deuteronomy 29:29 from the Voice translation. But we and our descendants are always responsible for what has been revealed to us, and we need to obey every word of this law, or obey every word of the Bible, what the Bible says. See, we are always responsible. Now that's getting down into your playhouse. And you want somebody else to be responsible to make it happen for you. Come on now, don't look at me like that. People come in and praying all the time. Pray this, pray for me for that. When actually it is their responsibility to take advantage of what's already been revealed to them. You know, this is funny, but one man come up to my dad one time and said, Brother Hagin, would you pray for me that the devil will stop bothering me? And he said, you want me to pray that you'll die? The Bible tells us that the enemy is going, he will continue to bombard us, but he has redeemed us. So therefore, we don't have to be subject. See, it's our responsibility to use our authority that has been given to us in the name of Jesus. I want you to notice that the Word of God says that Jesus told his disciples, and it goes for us too, for the whole church. He said, up to now, you have asked nothing in my name, because he was there. He said, once I go away and I send another comforter, you will pray to the Father and ask in my name. Hello. What does that mean? That means that when you ask in Jesus' name, it's the same as Jesus asking the Father for it. Hello? You see, it's our responsibility to use our faith that God has given us. It's our responsibility to use the power of God that God's been made available to us. It's our responsibility to apply the blood of Jesus. You know, we sing the song, Power in the Blood. Power in the blood. And the old saints, and there used to be more teaching on it now, they used to say, I plead the blood. Anybody ever heard that before? You know why they're saying that? Because there's power in the blood. That's what defeated the devil. Hello? When he shed the blood at Calvary. It's our responsibility to know the promises, and then every time that something comes against us, we can quote the promise of God. This is what God says. This is what God says. You know, I hear people all the time say, well, now I heard Brother so-and-so and he said this, and I heard Brother so-and-so and he said this, and I heard Sister whatever said this. And I said to them, what does the Bible say? It doesn't make any difference what I say. What does the Bible say, unless I'm telling you what the Bible says? Hello? Many times, many people will go to many different people seeking guidance because they want somebody to tell them something different than what the Bible says. Whatever the Bible says, that's what it is. Hello? So it's our responsibility to quote the promises in every situation in our life. Is it easy? No, it's hard. But it is our right, it is our privilege, it is our responsibility to act in faith. And when we do, and begin to understand the realities of our spirit-filled life, then you will begin to see the blessings. The blessings come, once again, like I say, because you have received the knowledge in your spirit. That's why you pray for wisdom and pray for knowledge. He told Peter, flesh and bone has not revealed this. It, as you read the word, your understanding sometimes becomes, it can't comprehend it, but if you listen to the Spirit on the inside of you, he will reveal it to you. How many understand what I'm talking about? Well, did you get anything out of this morning? I want you to realize that we have to know what belongs to us and how to keep it and how to walk in line with it before we can do it. All right? Heavenly Father, I thank you today for the word. I thank you that all of us would understand who you are and what you are through the Holy Spirit that works with our spirit. Father, I thank you today that all of us will go into a greater understanding and have a greater revelation of who you are and what you are and the power of God that belongs to us. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. With your heads bowed for just a moment, would you, if you're here and you don't know Jesus Christ, then you can't get involved in what I'm talking about. If you're here and you need to rededicate your life to God because you know what it is, but you're not where you're supposed to be, or you're here and you don't have the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not talking about church creed or doctrine. I'm talking about what the Bible says. It says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance in Acts chapter 2, verse number 4. Anybody on any one of those invitations, I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you. Let me see your hand right now so I can pray with you and I can pray for you. There's a hand over here. Thank you. Thank you. I see those hands. You can put them down. Thank you. I see those hands. Are the other hands? Any upstairs? Any up in the upstairs area? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Everybody stand, please. I'm going to ask you to do one more thing. I said I wanted to pray with you and for you. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I want you to step out in the aisle and come down here right now. I want to shake hands with you and I want to pray with you. So come on right now. If you don't want to come by yourself, ask somebody there by you. They'll walk down here with you. We have that happen all the time. Just come on. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on. Come on. Just come on. Hallelujah. God bless you, man, right there. Just stand right here. Praise the Lord. Bless you guys. Thanks for coming. Anybody want to join these? Come on right now. Come on right now. This is your time. Change your life forever. Change your life forever. Come on. Just come on. Just come on. Whatever it is. Doesn't make any difference. Rededication. Some people might, you might go to church all the time, but you never actually ask Jesus into your heart and life. God bless you, man. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Anybody else want to come? Come on now. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, guys. I got three books in my hand. One of them called New Birth, talking about salvation or rededication. Then this book I talked about in him gives you all the scriptures. And then this little book, Why Tongues, tells you about the Holy Spirit and why you need it. If I said I was going to give all these to you and I did that, what would you have to do to get them? Somebody show me what you do to get them. There you go. You got them. They're yours. Y'all all going to get those same books in just a minute. That's just a little simple exercise I like to do. I can give you a book, but I can't give you the spiritual thing you come for. That comes from heaven on high. So as she reached her hand out, and he did, to get them, I want you to raise one hand like this, and you're saying, Lord, I'm reaching up to get what I came down here for. Congregation, would you reach your hand toward them and pray as I pray right now? Heavenly Father, I thank you every spiritual need in every life will be met today. Salvation, rededication, no soul experience, infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Put your hand down and look at me for just a moment. I want to ask you to go to a place of prayer where you can be prayed with individually and in depth, okay? And given those books. And that same place on Sunday morning that you're going to right now, we call a prayer room, but on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, it becomes a classroom called Turning Point. You say, what in the world is that? It's just a few classes to get your life turned on to God or turned back on to God. That's all it is. I like to see you in there. They'll tell you more about it when you go back there. Would you see Greg right over there? Would you follow him? That's place of prayer. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about right there. Lives being changed. The hearts being changed. But for us that already taken that step, our lives and our hearts need to be changed as we get more revelation of the Word of God in our hearts. Amen. Praise God. I trust you got something today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, we had 1,591 people watching us online today from all over the world. Glory to God. We got a big e-church out there. Well, God bless all of you guys. Praise the Lord. In fact, I don't do this often, but if you happen to be there and you need to rededicate your life to God or you need to accept Christ for the first time, I want you to repeat this prayer with me with this congregation right now. Repeat this prayer. Raise your hand toward heaven like that. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son Jesus. I believe he's the Son of God. I believe he died for my sin. And you said in your holy word, if I would believe those things in my heart and confess them with my mouth, I believe them in my heart. I'm confessing them with my mouth. And I thank you now that I'm a new person in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Hey, they're put a deal on the screen there. If you prayed that prayer with us in rededication, or you prayed that prayer with us for the first time, would you just go to your computer and send us that information? Praise the Lord. Thank you for being with us today. Amen and amen and amen. Well, connection team, go find our first time guest and take them to the connection room. We got gifts for you, and we want you to receive those special gifts. Staff, would you please go to the door so we'll be there to shake hands with people at the doors. I'm going the west door today. You see where all of us are going there. Praise God, praise God, praise God.